drasha for Parshas Behar Bechukosai, the Klal and the Prat of Torah. Rashi brings the Chazal right away in the beginning of Seder Behar. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Behar Sinai, Ma in Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. Why does it have to mention that Shmita was given on Har Sinai? Ma Shmita Klaloseho Protoseho Misinai, to teach me that just like Shmita, the generalities and the details are from Sinai, Afkola Mitzvos Klaloseho Uprotoseho Misinai, so to all the mitzvos, their generalities and the details are from Sinai. First we have to understand what the generalities and specifics of every mitzvah is. What does that mean? And also, why did the Torah choose to use Shemitah as the example for all the other mitzvahs? It could have used any mitzvah to tell me that the generalities and the specifics are from Sinai. Could be that the idea is the following. In every mitzvah, and as well as in Torah learning, there's the rational, understandable part of it. Even in Chukim, there is a general, rational understanding, and that's called Tamei HaTorah, and Yediyas HaTorah, the taste in the mitzvah, the intellectually understandable taste of every mitzvah, and the ideas inherent in Torah study. And then there is the intrinsic power of Torah and mitzvahs themselves that have a power over a person, over all the worlds. And those are the details of every mitzvah that are beyond the rationale, beyond the power of the human mind to understand. The klal is the foundation, the broader foundation, the intellectual, rational foundation of every mitzvah and Torah study, and the prat are the details, the dikdukei ha-mitzvah, and the deeper ideas beyond rationale of Torah study. And that's what it says in Bechukosai Teilechu Shiyu Ameilim BaTorah. Therefore, it's important for a person to put a tremendous amount of effort into Torah study, as it says that the Torah is a elixir of life, L'mayinim Ba. Rashi says in Kedushin, to those that deal with it as a person deals with his right hand, he works with his right hand, his strong hand, and he works with all his strength in order to understand the secret, the foundation of it, because you need to understand to the last detail all the details of the mitzvah and all the details of Torah, because that's the soul, the secret, the underlying, beyond super rational power that Torah and mitzvahs have, as well as to learn it well so you understand the generalities, the ideas behind it, so you can apply them to your entire life. This is the klal of the Torah, the understandable part that doesn't apply only to when one's doing the mitzvah, but it applies to applying to all of one's life the concepts of the mitzvah. That's the generality, the concept. And then there's the actual performance of all the details of the mitzvah, because each one has its power to achieve beyond a person's rationale. By Shemitah, this is most evident, because the main idea of Shemitah is not for the year that you rest, but it's for the other 6 years. And that's clear from the fact that the Torah says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, v'shav sa'aret Shabbos Hashem, the land will take a rest. 6 years you should plant, 6 years you should gather your crops, and the 7th year is a sabbatical year, a year of rest. Now the truth is that when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't first keep Shemitah, but they had 6 years of planting and bringing in their crop before they ever kept any Shemitah. So why does the Torah speak about the first Shav Sa'aret Shabbos Hashem, there should be a sabbatical year, and then the 6 years? Should have mentioned the 6 years first. Because first you come in and you understand and you learn the concept of Shemitah, and the entire 6 years that you're planting is the main lesson, the rational lesson of Shemitah, that Eretz Yisrael is not ours. Ki geirin v'toshavim atem imadi. You are tenants in Eretz Yisrael. The land belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, as the Sfarno says. God apportioned out all the lands to all people, But Eretz Yisrael he kept for himself, and he gave us rights to live there. Eretz Yisrael is ours because God deems it to be ours every second. And therefore, the Sfas Emes says that the hint to in Sheish Shonin Tizra, the final letters of each of those words spell Shema. The idea that Shemitah is inherently Kabbalah's Olmal Hushamayim, like the Shema. But it's not the Shemitah itself. It's the idea that when you use and plant and gather in your crops and utilize the land, that you understand that you're doing it because it's God's land, not yours. The main ideas of Shemitah precede it. They're in the 6 years that come before. So before you even fulfill the details of the mitzvah itself, you're already understanding the idea of the mitzvah and functioning in Eretz Yisrael accordingly. And therefore, Shemitah is the prime example of the fact that there are klalim, there are generalities, the ideas that precede even the mitzvah, that go beyond the actual performance of the details of the mitzvah. But unless one actually fulfills the mitzvah in all of its meticulous details, then the generalities are meaningless. So that's why the Torah used this example of Shemitah, because by Shemitah it's clear that there are generalities, and then there's the fulfillment of the specifics of the mitzvah itself during the sabbatical year. Maybe that's the idea we finish Chazak Chazak V'nis Chazek. Torah needs chizuk in the generalities, in the understandable tamei ha-mitzvah, the understandable part of limuda Torah, and it needs chizuk in the actual performance of every meticulous detail that are beyond our rationale. And if we're mechazik ourselves in the generalities and the specifics, then the nischazik, both of them, make an impression on us. Both the rational ideas make an impression on our entire lives, and the specifics, by fulfilling them, we make an impression, and it makes an impression on us and all the worlds. And that's why it could perhaps we read Shnayim Mikra ve'Echad Targum. Two times the Mikra, one for the Klal, and one for the Prat. And then the Targum is how it affects us. Once we fulfill the Klal and the Prat, then both of them have their effects on us. One on our rationale, on our understanding, and the other beyond our rationale, on our neshamos and the neshamos of all the worlds.